You're listening to All Politics is Local in Massachusetts on New England's News and Talk Radio 830 WCRN. Once again, here's your hosts, John Featherston and Terry Hendricks.
Good morning, New England. You're tuned to All Politics is Local in Massachusetts. That's Terry Hendricks, and I'm John Featherston, and we're joined in studio by our special guest, Rick Green, chairman of the Mass Fiscal Alliance. Gentlemen, let's talk a little bit about some of the special election and some of the mayoral races coming up in Massachusetts. First, Jeff Deal was a guest on this program last week. He is running for the state Senate race in what is that?
Whitman, Brockton, Hanson, Halifax, down that area. That's the race that's filling the seat left by, Tom Kennedy?
Tom Kennedy, yes.
That unexpectedly passed away. So Jeff is the Republican candidate. I'm not sure who the Democratic candidate is.
That's a real interesting race there. Here you have, I think it's the second Plymouth and Bristol district.
Yeah, second Plymouth.
That... you know, it's been represented by a Democrat probably my entire life, probably even long before that. As you said, Brockton is really the biggest piece of the district, and a majority of the voters, I think, come out of Brockton. And yet here you have Jeff Deal, who helped run the initiative, the ballot question to get rid of the indexing of the gas tax.
Yep. Tank the gas tax. Yep.
That's right. And he's got a real chance to win there, which just shows you, you know, where we've come in politics here in Massachusetts. A lot of these folks, these working class folks, you know, they're just tired of the tax and spend policies and not knowing what's going on up there. I think Mike Brady is a state rep from Brockton is Jeff's opponent, and of course, you know, you got a real stark contrast here where Jeff voted, you know, he's voted against virtually every tax, if not every tax that's come before him, and you know, state rep Brady voted to double tax alcohol. He was for the tech tax. And of course, he was for indexing the gas tax to inflation before right. Jeff and his group were able to get that repealed.
Well, yeah, Jeff has done a lot of work. He's been a state rep out of Whitman now for, I think this is his second term.
Third term, if I'm not mistaken.
Third term, yeah.
Third term.
So he's somebody that's a very able legislator, and I think he'd do a grand job down there.
Yeah, I think 5-10 years ago, a Republican would have never had a chance to win the seat. And I think you see with Charlie Baker's election, and especially with the, you know, what happened with the MBTA, I think Brockton has some commuter rail stops there. You know, I think folks mm-hmm. are seeing that we have a really capable governor. You know, making the trains run on time is not a partisan issue. and that's, you know, if you can do that, you know, you can win elections here in Massachusetts, even if you're a Republican.
Yeah, we may want to talk about the MBTA a little later, but I think there is some progress there.
Oh, absolutely.
There is progress there, but getting back to the special election, I mean, to your point, there are two polar opposite candidates. I mean, Jeff is, you know, to fight back the taxes and cut back the taxes, and his opponent, Brady, I think he's voted with the speaker 98% of the time, and like you said, his tax record. So it's going to be an interesting race. So stay tuned on that, because that's going to be, what, Tuesday, November 3rd, right?
Yes.
Yep. So if you're listening down in that part of the, you know, make sure that you get involved. If you want to join the conversation this morning, please call in 508-871-7000, or you can text in at 508-816-6674. Let's talk about some of the other elections going on in town. I mean, in our back door right here in Worcester, there's a mayoral race. Any thoughts on that upcoming race, Rick?
Yeah, you know, again, I haven't followed that one too closely. I live up on the New Hampshire border. You know, I do know that the independent Michael Gaffney is doing a fantastic job and really giving the machine a run for its money. But again, I think you see this even all the way up to the presidential level, where folks are just kind of tired of the status quo. And again, someone who comes in who can highlight issues that are real problems. You know, they're affecting people in their daily lives, whether it's violence in the schools or, you know, violence in the streets. And people are looking for solutions. And, you know, I think someone like Mike Gaffney, who, you know, who grew up kind of on the wrong side of the tracks, has a lot of experience there, had a lot of life experience. He really brings something to a race like that. And I think people are really, really, you know, they're really starting to listen to these kind of folks.
You know, Worcester really has a lot of potential to become a much more beautiful city than it is. I know it has some crime. It has some issues. Downtown needs more refurbishment. And I think with the right leadership, Worcester could really turn into a great city.
I mean, because the structure's there. I mean, with the amount of higher education facilities there, a lot of successful businesses mm-hmm. there. But, I mean, I was in Worcester a couple of weeks ago going to a Common Core meeting, end Common Core meeting. And I was just struck by the amount of crime that I just saw as I was leaving Worcester that night. Okay, that's a drug deal going on over there. Okay, there's two kids fighting over there. And it was all in kind of plain sight. And, you know, that's a little bit concerning. I know it's a big issue within the mayoral race. We've got a race going on out in Springfield. And we have another race out in central Massachusetts for mayor, too. What, Dina Talley is running for that race?
Yeah, actually, I think it's West Springfield. And what's really interesting here is you've got several sitting legislators who are running for mayor in their respective communities. So I think it's Michael Finn out in West Springfield, who's running for mayor, state rep, and then Steve DiNatale in Fitchburg, also running for state rep. And then you've got Bob Hedlund, a state senator, who's running for mayor as well in Weymouth. So again, I think what you're definitely going to see for sure is you're going to start to see some more changes in turnover in the state legislature as a result of some of these mayoral races. So again, all politics is local, but these local races are going to, they're going to filter up, because if these folks win, and I think in every case, the state legislator is favored to win the mayoral race. So that's going to create some openings. And I think then early next year, we're going to have some more special elections. Special elections are always interesting because it kind of gives you a sense in between elections to see which way the electorate is moving.
Well, any reason why so many of these state legislators, especially state reps, would try to become mayors? Maybe the pay is better and closer to home, certainly.
I think actually you're right on all cases. I think that the pay is generally higher, and absolutely they don't have to go into Boston every day.
Which in itself is a challenge and yeah. costly, although a lot of them will draw a per diem and offset some of their cost anyway.
Sure.
But, as true public servants, I think it's, because they want to serve, they want to make a difference in their community, and you can be much more impactful. And, I think it's great, to take on that leadership role and you get to define your community. I think it's a wonderful asset and it's going to be real, real interesting. Speaking of that, the presidential election is getting all of the, taking all the oxygen out of the room. But there is there's going to be an election for state senate and for state reps coming up in next November, a short 13 months from now. Terry and I often talk about it, the Mass GOP bench is a little empty at this time. I would like to hope that there's going to be a little bit more of a focus on developing that bench because, the Dems just came off their convention, and I've got to think that part of the convention was to talk about how is to kind of knock down the momentum of Charlie Baker, not necessarily knock Charlie Baker out, but kind of slow his momentum of being the most popular politician. I just hope that Mass GOP is developing a game plan where, we're going to be competitive and all races are going to be contested for state senate and state rep. Your thoughts, Derek?
Well, I certainly hope so. I was just thinking one of the reasons these state reps and senate guys want to become a mayor, I think they can actually make a lot more of a difference, in their hometowns or home cities by being a mayor than being a state rep. I guess to me, that's why if I were a state rep or even a state senator, that's why I might want to run for mayor, because I think I could get more done. Obviously, if you're a state rep, you're not worrying about how much money you're making because they don't make a lot of money for their responsibility. I think what the state rep make maybe 60,
yeah,
plus some other odds and ends depending on what committees are on.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think virtually all these folks get into it initially to make a difference. Yeah. But I think once you get up there, actually one of the things at Mass Fiscal that we found is in this session, they're taking fewer votes than ever. We like to think, from one stance, that's good because they're not passing bad legislation. But, they're taking fewer votes now. And to your point of these guys think they can have a bigger impact back home, they're probably right. You look at what goes on up there, they're taking fewer votes. And the few votes they do take, whichever way the leadership, the speaker or the leader of the Senate goes, it's pretty much how the membership lines up. Mm-hmm. And if they want to stand out, if they want to implement their own ideas, the State House is really not a good place for that right now.
Well, it's a good idea if Robert DeLeo agrees with it.
Exactly.
if you look at the voting record, in which the scorecard certainly shows, most of the Democratic legislators in the House vote 99% of the time with Speaker DeLeo or whoever the speaker is. It's, you know, of course, we've had a couple of speakers in the House that are basically in jail. So, or
not,
out of jail.
Not basically. The last three before DeLeo have all been indicted. So, I mean, there's... but, you know, he is the leadership. You know, he is the majority of the leadership. So, I mean, that can be a little bit of a deceiving statistic. But I don't, you know, but, I mean, he does rule with an iron fist up there. And I do find it interesting that the cohabitation of Baker and DeLeo, they are getting along right now because I think... DeLeo respects Baker, and I think on the vice versa, Baker respects DeLeo and that he is in a power position. They do seem to be working together nicely. It might be interesting for politics and maybe for political talk shows when they don't agree on an issue, and I think that's going to be coming sooner than later. I mean, what do you think?
Well, I think currently their disagreements are minor, and it's, for instance, maybe on the charter schools. It might be how many charter schools are allowed versus you know, allowing charter schools or not. Obviously, you know, from the teachers' union, they'd like to get rid of all the charter schools. Charlie Baker wants to increase every year. He wants an increase in charter schools. And guess what? There's a huge demand out there for an increase in charter schools. And that a lot of that demand isn't from the people who are getting a good education now, in other words, the wealthy. It's the people who are challenged economically. They want their children to get access to the good charter schools, so they know that's a life-changing event for a lot of kids.
Absolutely. We're going to go to a quick break at the bottom of the hour for CBS News. We're joined by Rick Green, chairman of the Mass Fiscal Alliance. He's Terry Hendricks. I'm John Featherston. Got a couple callers on the line, so stick with us and join the conversation at 508-871-7000. You're tuned to WCRN 830.